Well, I want to say hello to everybody listening, and I want to welcome everyone to Be Unique Unscripted. And as you can tell, we are totally unscripted. We're still trying to figure this whole thing out.
We are learning by fire.
Exactly. And we are so glad that everybody has decided to join us for this great talk. And we have a great guest coming up, and I can't wait to introduce him. But I know some listeners won't be wondering who the heck Be Unique Magazine is. Mary, can you please let them know?
I sure can, because now that I got the music shot down, I can actually talk a little bit. Be Unique is a free digital nonprofit publication that is 100% powered by volunteers. We are working today to change tomorrow, and we do that by highlighting world changers and difference makers, just like tonight's guest. But I have an announcement before we introduce him. We have been number one in Google searches for Be Unique for the last 36 days.
See, that's awesome. We've been working really hard to get to that point, and I'm so excited. That's news to me, and I'm glad. I guess you must have just dug that up.
Yeah, it just kind of pops into my mail sometimes.
That's awesome. High five to us.
Yay.
I guess tonight's guest, leading right into tonight's guest, because we've already used up so much time, is Greg Merced. He is the CEO and founder of BusyKid, an app I wish I had when my kids were younger. I am the mom of four millennials, but Greg is the father of six. And he combined a chore chart with the technology his kids were using to create a user-friendly app. And he is also a leading advocate for sound parenting, child accountability, and financial literacy. I want to welcome Greg.
Hey, it's good to be with you tonight.
Thank
you
so much
for
took
time. This is your dinner hour, isn't it, Greg?
Yeah, really, you're killing me. I'm here on the West Coast in Arizona. It was like 95 degrees already today, and, you know, it's just, we're living the dream out here. Love it.
That's good. What?
And so tell us a little bit about your family, since we're talking a little bit about your family.
Oh, boy. Well, we've got six kids, and they range from 21 to 12. Three of them are in college, so you can send your donations my way. And three of them are still home. They're boys, 16, 14, and 12. So we've always seems to got a, you know, we always have a house full over here, and we're always having fun.
Wonderful. So can you tell us a little bit about how you decided to create the BusyKid app?
Yeah, so, you know, I've been a certified financial planner for about 20 years, and I've worked with lots of people, and most of them are business owners, and they're successful people and have done well for themselves, and they always had two things kind of in common, and I picked up on that. And those two things were they worked really hard, and they were smart with their money. And so mm-hmm. I thought, you know what? We've got to take those two things, those two principles, and, like, get them into our kids. And so I just started thinking, like, how do we do that? How do we kind of get those two things and get them inside of our kids? And this concept of kind of digitizing the chore chart is what came to me. And so this happened literally 7 or 8 years ago. And we started out as My Job Chart. And My Job Chart was essentially a digitized, you know, chore chart. Kids would go on, they'd click off their chores, and they'd get points. And those points kind of equal the money. Penny a point is our system. And that was great. We did a lot of good. We had a lot of people sign up, almost a million people. And
wow.
they worked that very well. But there was always something missing, and I wanted it to be real money, like truly real money. So anyways, long story short, the fintech environment kind of matured, and we were able to get some partners that we needed, and we got it to where we renamed it BusyKid, and we became a company that actually moves real money. So that's kind of the beginnings of it, and that's why it happened, because what I want to do is get these kids out of my house as fast as possible. Oh, I love them. I think it's great. But success equals get out of the house.
You want to go to chapter two of that. You want to hit chapter two of that living the dream, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, you know.
Can I tell you something, Greg? I have four, and
they never stop coming back. I know.
Yes, they all left, and we had freedom for about 2 years, and then one came back, and then another came back, and at one point, three were here. I think my fourth probably he's decided that this is not where he wants to be, and I don't know. It would be an act of God to bring him back home because he just loves to be independent. But the other three. Yeah. So I'm just going to tell you, even though
goodness.
You think you get some freedom.
you're making me depressed. We need to get another guest on to tell me how to deal with this depression I'm having all of a sudden.
Just tune in because I'm sure we've got guests lined up for the rest of this year. And I know at least one or two of them deal with depression. I'll tell you something, Greg. Consider you and Jennifer, I think, need to consider yourselves really good parents because your kids want to come back to you. I only have two. Maybe it's in the numbers game, or I don't know. But I only
So I think if Matt had his choice, Matt would be back home. But that's Mary's youngest son. But I did want to say, though, you should not feel guilty or sad about it because I do enjoy having them back home, but what I love about your app is that it teaches the kids early on how to handle their money. And I think that that's something that, you know, like even with my kids, I still see it. Even in my 30-year-old, I don't see a lot of making good choices. And I think it sounds like with this app that it actually helps the kids make good choices. That's what I love about it.
Well,
yeah,
one of the things
really
I like, not only does it teach them how to make good choices and how to earn money, it teaches them how to invest and donate money, right?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So really this kind of boils down to what I call a balanced financial approach. Typical Americans have kind of lived in this manner. They go, they earn some money, and then they blow it all. Like that, I mean, you look at all the data and the savings rate and that a lot of families out there don't have literally $500 saved up in case they have an emergency. Like there's a lot of that going on. And that really is because there's no real balanced financial approach happening. And so when you start right out of the gate with kids and when they're young to say, hey, wait, this is what we need to do, guys. When you earn some money, you save a little bit, and then you share a little bit, and then you spend a little bit. Like, that's the approach that actually works. And so that's essentially what BusyKid tries to kind of reinforce right out of the gate is that balanced financial approach. And then you can kind of, once they get that, boy, there's a lot of great decision-making that needs to happen within those three buckets, right? And like you mentioned, in the save bucket in our app is they can go in there and literally browse by brand. They can browse stocks and purchase fractional shares of stock. It's an amazing thing that really starts a family off on the right foot. I got an email just a few days ago from a family in Texas and the mom was saying, you know what? This is my son really wants to buy some stock. And this is going to be a neat experience because I've actually never bought stock in my life. I'm too scared of this stuff. So we're going to do it together. And I'm thinking, perfect. That's exactly what we want to happen is a family kind of earning together and learning together at the same time. And so that's exactly why we've kind of put this together. And
no,
then when you move from...
Oh, go ahead.
You know, and then you can move from... that bucket, right? So you've mm-hmm. earned some money and now you put some money in that save bucket and start making investments, small, but still nonetheless investments. Then you can move over to the next one, which is sharing. and there's charities to give to, and that's a great way to teach your kids philanthropy and how that works and how many amazing charities there are out there. And then lastly, you can teach them how to spend responsibly. And we have a partnership with Visa where we can give a Visa card to a kid and they can literally transfer their own money onto that card and do like mom and dad and slide the card at the store and learn how this invisible money actually works. So that's a great way to do it, and it's balanced right out of the gate.
See, to me, it almost sounds like the adult version of this for me.
Yes, yes.
So that I can learn.
Because a lot of us didn't learn it early enough.
Well, even just the whole thing about stocks, like, you know, my kids and my husband, they'll talk about it, and they leave me out of the conversation a lot of the time. I feel kind of like, okay, fine, I guess I'm not special enough to be talking about that stuff, or maybe they don't feel like I know enough about it or I can catch on to it. But I think, you know, I love the idea that the families can work on it together, and they can, you know, it's like something like the mom that you were talking about. This is a great way for her to get introduced to it. What a great idea. I love it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you can kind of tiptoe your way into it, you know, and it's nice that you can buy a fractional share of something, right? So if you're going to say, okay, Johnny, I want you to scoop up dog poop in the backyard, bring out the trash, clean the toilet, and vacuum your bedroom, and you can do that for about 6 years before you get $1,000 saved up to buy one share of Amazon stock. Like, that's not going to work. He's going to say, you know what, forget it. So
exactly.
This is a great way to be able to buy, you know, $10 worth of Netflix or Amazon or Tesla or I don't know, whatever kind of, you know, fits their fancy. So many kids out there like certain brands, right? I've got two of our boys. One of them loves trucks. You know, drives a truck. He likes trucks. He likes working on trucks. So what do you think he bought? Ford, right? He bought some Ford stock. The other one likes Disney movies and all of that. So what did he buy? Disney. And they love to say, you know, well, Disney's doing a lot better than Ford or vice versa. The market's up. And, you know, it's a competition, which is great,
right?
Too. Kind of gets
the competition
sibling
is good.
Rivalry going on. Exactly.
Well, you mentioned earlier. I'll go. You mentioned that you have the different charities. I know that I found out about Busy Kid, and I talked to Scott, who works with you, and we became a Busy Kid affiliate. And I know that a lot of our listeners don't realize, but if they click on our affiliate page, they go straight to your site, and then they can sign up from our site to be a Busy Kid subscriber, I guess is the word.
Uh-huh. Yeah, member.
Busy Kid will give a portion back to help us fund our programs because we're a nonprofit. And, you know, affiliates and sponsors and advertisers are what makes it possible for us to offer our products at no cost. And
love it.
I know.
Yeah.
We found out about other organizations that are Busy Kid affiliates.
I think March we talked about the Sounds of Autism, and I know that's I think they also lend us the information about a Kid affiliate as well. Isn't that correct?
In fact, when we did the Sound of Autism article, we also did a Busy Kid article in Be Unique, and we used Cricket Barrientos' picture of her son working the Busy Kid app. And she said that it's just the best thing. Her son has autism. And so she had talked to me extensively about how Busy Kid helped him. So I was wondering about that. I didn't really get into a lot of detail with her about it. But, Greg, you can probably tell us a little bit more about the different age groups and ability levels can or do use your app, can't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So absolutely. So, you know, really our kind of target audience for the app is families that have kids ages, you know, 5 through 17, 18, really. And we find kind of a niche with people with kids with autism, you know, and it
really
varies on the spectrum. But yeah, because what we've heard from them is that autistic kids tend to do well with a lot of structure, a lot of, you know, kind of guardrails that help them keep them focused and stuff like that. And so when you give them something like VisiKid that clearly outlines, okay, these are your three chores for the day, or four or five or whatever it is, and you know, and you can earn $2 for this and $3 for that, it's just very much easy for them to kind of keep track of things, and it just lends it to a successful kind of situation. And so that's what Cricket had said was that that's how it helps her son. And then they can be
very cool.
You know, very deliberate in transferring money onto their card, and you know, not having to worry about losing, you know, the cash or something like that. And it gives them some transparency to where, you know, you can see what you've been spending on your activity stream, right? So you can literally look in the app and say, you know, where's your $20 go? Well, I can see right here you bought, you know, three candy bars at the grocery store, you went to the movies, whatever, whatever. And so it's a great way to kind of keep accountable too. So it's been really neat to see that.
The parents can actually see where their children are spending the money instead of handing them a $20 bill and saying, here's your allowance, go do whatever you want to with it.
Exactly. So it gives them some great visibility into what is going on in my kids' financial life. And that to me is a perfect opportunity to like have a conversation like, holy smokes, you spent $40 at the movies. What in the world are you doing? Right. And then you can talk about it and you can kind of teach them about, you know, not paying for their freeloader friend, whatever, I don't know. So it's a great conversation piece because now you have some visibility. As opposed to, you know, two 20s that who knows what happened. They lost one, and the other 20, you know, they bought popcorn. So it's just a great way to be able to kind of track what's going on and then help them make better financial decisions. At the end of the day, that is what we're trying to accomplish, is making better financial decisions to kind of give them the foundation to make their better financial decisions throughout their entire life. That's exactly what it does, is set the stage for that.
Very cool.
It's a great model. Do you actually go like to like schools and things like that and talk to kids about this, or is it basically just through the company itself and the app itself? Have you, you know, is there like an outreach with you're doing?
Yeah, I've definitely gone into some schools and done some presentations, you know, mainly just in Arizona because that's where I live. You know, most people find us the traditional ways these days, which is online. They're usually searching for something. And they're usually searching for something like, you know, chores or responsibility or allowance or, you know, some of those keywords that you would think that somebody would search for. But I think more and more parents are searching because it's becoming increasingly difficult for parents to teach their kids about money because kids rarely see money. Like the nature of money has changed. It used to be a bunch of paper bills in your wallet or your purse, and now it's not. Like every day we become more and more of a cashless society.
Exactly.
And as such, it's very hard to teach them about something they never see. So we have to change the way we teach or they're not going to get it. And so that's really where technology becomes our friend, right? I think there's a lot of parents that are kind of cussing technology because, you know, their kids staring at their phone all the time and ignoring important people, ignoring important things in their lives. And I think that they've got some great points. I mean, we got to get a hold on this because it's ruining relationships and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I won't go off on that too much. But at the end of the day, we can use technology for very positive things as well. And this is one of them, because this is the world they live in. It's not paper bills and coins anymore. It's actually invisible.
That's right.
It's just money. It's just like little numbers on a screen. That's all money is anymore. So we got to totally change the way that we're talking and teaching about this stuff.
It'd be, that this even like something that I have friends who are school teachers. I have a couple of friends that are school teachers, and just being able to show something like this, and because I'm actually going to be seeing my friend on for Easter on Sunday, and I can't wait to just tell her about this, and see if it's something that she could even talk to her class about. But you know, I think that the kids, like you said, it's so important that they need to have a taste of reality that they just don't have.
Yeah.
You know, when we were growing up, it was different. Like you said, we had the paper money. We had you could take your $10, or I never got $10 when I was a kid. I was lucky if I got a dollar. That's aging me, isn't it? But, my mom would want me to leave the house, and she'd say, here's a dollar, go. And I could actually get a lot for a dollar. Kids nowadays, that's a total farce now. But I love this whole concept. I think it's wonderful. And I wish I had it for my children. I think that, like I said earlier, I just think that this is something that's a great tool.
And you bring up actually a really good point. And that is, why aren't we teaching this in schools? I don't get it. And I've asked literally hundreds of parents, do you think they should teach personal finance in schools? And I've yet to hear one say, no, that's a waste. Like, everybody's on the same page. It's like, yeah, we should. I don't understand why we don't. It seems weird, because I don't know about you, but when I went to high school, a couple of the classes I remember taking are French and ceramics. And nothing against French or ceramics, but I haven't made a pot since then, or made something out of clay, and I haven't spoke a word of French. So,
yeah.
But I make financial decisions every single day, kind of like all day, right? Literally, that's what we all do. Little ones to big ones. We don't
Absolutely.
Buy a car every day, but we buy food and drinks and stuff like that. Like, we're making financial decisions every single day. So why are we not teaching this in school? And here's my philosophy on all of that. Let's just think of it as a driving exam, okay, to get your driver's license. 16-year-old kid wanting to get their license or whatever the age is in your state, and they've got to do two things to pass it and get their license, right? They got to take a written exam, and they got to go out on the road and do the real on-the-road driving, right? So if they were to teach personal finance in school in a meaningful way, that's kind of like the first part. That's like teaching them enough to pass their written exam. You're going to teach them the basics. They're going to kind of regurgitate the info and take a test and pass it, and woohoo, great, right? But the second part of that is the real test. Like, you're going out, and are you running over all the cones and curb checking all the time? Or are you actually, under control and you know what you're doing? That's where that experience comes in. And that's what has to happen at your house. It's the best place to do it. And you as a parent have to be the one to take charge of that, because you're the one with the money. The kids can't go get a real, quote, real job when they're 11 or 12 or 13. So you are their job. So you've got to act like you're their employer so that they can actually start learning this stuff. So those are the two things. And are the schools ever going to kind of get on there and do that? Who knows? But if they do, great. But it's never going to be enough, because it's that experience. Kids learn best by doing stuff.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, they have to learn, and it's still ultimately the parents who determine how much each chore is worth, correct?
Exactly right. So we give a suggestion based upon, you know, hundreds of thousands of chores done in our system, and we suggest it, but you can always override it and change it, because you two are probably big spenders and I'm a cheapskate. So, you know, to wash the car around here is, you know, $6 or $8. Your house is probably 20 because you're washing a Mercedes.
No.
Oh, yeah, right.
I don't even pick. My kids,
hey,
my kids would be. I have to tell you something really funny, though. My kids got used to, you know, whenever we would go out to dinner, because I know when you was six, but me with four, it was really expensive. And so my kids would go to like a restaurant. I remember distinctly, I think it was either a Denny's or an IHOP. And my kids sat down and I gave them all the look, and the look meant, you guys are ordering off the kids menu. I don't care how old you are, you're ordering off the kids menu. And so they all knew. And so they went around the table and they got to my oldest son, and my oldest son is starting to get like this little peach fuzz under his nose, you know, right where the mustache goes. And the waitress looked at him and she said, "Son, what would you like to have?" And he goes, "I'd like a pancake." And he had this like really deep gruff voice. And then she looks over at me and she goes, "How old is he?" And I said, "He's old enough." But I said, "Sorry, first and third, still eating off the kids' menu." So my kids knew that they had it until like probably to like close to 18, 17 or 18. When they were with
Holy
us,
smoke.
They had to use.
You're even more of a cheapskate than I am. I like it.
You have to have all these kids. It's like, it's just so expensive. So,
I only had the two, but I told them, I said, "You know what you get for an allowance? You're allowed to live under my roof."
That's right.
There you go.
Now get out there and wash the car if you want to go somewhere, because you're not going in a dirty car. I was mean. I was a horrible mother.
No, you weren't. That's great. And you know what? That actually is actually a really good point we should probably talk about. A lot of people are in this, like, you know, chore war, and they're like, "Well, I'm not going to pay them for chores. They live here, and I put a roof over their head," you know, that kind of idea. And that's totally fine. I agree. There are some things that you do not need to pay your kids for. Absolutely, period, end of story. And that differs from family to family. But if you want to get some money into their hands so that they can start making financial decisions on their own,
exactly,
where are they going to get it?
Yeah.
And to be realistic, I have yet to find a job where you can show up, do nothing, and get paid. So
right.
I don't know why we'd ever like say, "Well, we'll just give you $20 a week or $10 a week or whatever." Like, that doesn't compute for me, because that doesn't mirror the real world. The real world is you do something and then you get paid for it. So
exactly.
I think it's a wonderful thing. I think we have to embrace it. And you're not going to pay your, you know, son to, you know, to shave the peach fuzz off his face, but you're going to pay him to wash the car or whatever you decide. But you got to get him the money so that they can start making good decisions or bad decisions.
Exactly. It's
whatever,
a teaching tool.
But they got to learn. Exactly.
And I think
that's
really
truly
cool.
That's truly all it is.
It's a very ingenious way to teach your children how to be smart spenders. And you're not just teaching them to be smart spenders, you're teaching them to be philanthropic and to be charitable and to be frugal. And these are
exactly
all things
right.
That we need these
and
things.
And I think it's also I love the idea too that there's different screens that you can look at. And so, you know, I haven't picked up a checkbook, I don't know in how long. We still have one somewhere, but you know, at least with the checkbook, you know, you are recording every time you were spending, you were recording. But you know something, I have to be honest, it's been years since except for looking at bank statements, when I go out and I spend, I'm embarrassed to say, but a lot of times it's like blindly. I'm okay, I need to get this, and so I know there's money in the bank, so I'll go ahead and do it. And I'm not recording like I used to when I had a checkbook. But it sounds like this app helps to have a visual on one of the screens.
Exactly right. So this is another thing that technology does for us. It's wonderful. It gives us tons of visibility. Our banks keep track of stuff in the real world for us now. We can pull up our statement digitally. We can just look at it, and it shows us a big, long feed of what's been going on. It's the same thing with what we've created here with BusyKid. It's actually more visibility because you actually know what's going on. And the telltale sign of somebody who's stuck in old-school mentality thinking is, oh, kids these days, they don't even know how to balance a checkbook. It's like, you're right, because we don't have checkbooks anymore.
No.
So, like, that is, you're exactly right. You don't write checks anymore, so why are we trying to even talk about that, right? This is great evidence of we have to change the way we're thinking about this stuff, or we're not going to get anywhere. That's why I say, take those piggy banks that are on the dresser and the envelopes that say, you know, save, share, give, whatever, right? Take that and take all the other little coin things and throw them away, because it's just so old school that it's like teaching somebody to drive a stick shift now. Nobody has stick shift, hardly. I mean, a few cars do, but the vast majority don't. So, like, why are we stuck in that pink pig on the dresser thing? It's just got to go.
Well, you know, I use a little kiosk to get filtered water. And up until a few months ago, it only took coins. So if I needed to get water, I would go have to cash a check or, you know, get extra cash when I bought groceries and tell them to give me some change. Well, now they've made it so that I can use my debit card.
Isn't that fantastic?
I love it. I absolutely love it.
So I say this all the time, and I think it's very true, and I've done it myself, and I'm making these comments towards myself, okay? I call this the loser dad. So this is exactly what happens if you're not using something technologically advanced, okay? Hey, Johnny, will you wash the car and I'll give you $8? Sure. He goes out, busts it out, gets the hose, the soap and everything, and he's washing that minivan like you can't believe it, and get the vacuum and sucking up all the French fries in there, whatever, right? He's doing all that stuff, and then he comes to you with his chest kind of puffed out and saying, what do you think? And you're like, holy smokes, it's never been cleaner. You're great. You pat him on the head and you say, I'll get you the $8 when I have the $8 because I don't have any cash on me. Okay?
Oh, no.
And then you forget for like a week. And then you ask him to wash the van again. And what do you think he's thinking? I just got stiff. I don't want to do that. You told me that I was going to get $8 and I got zip. So you're reinforcing like the loser dad in you. You're not doing it on purpose, but it just happened. And what you actually have to do is go to the ATM, get a 20, go to the gas station next door to buy a pack of gum, to break the 20, to give them the 8. And it's a disaster. So that's why we have to change it all. And we can pull up, you know, the BusyKid app and tap on a button that says send bonus and type in the number 8. And whammo, $8 is in Johnny's BusyKid account with saving, sharing, and spending all allocating or splitting up at the same time, reinforcing financial fundamentals. Boom, there it is. That's the success story that we want, not the loser dad who stiffs his kid all the time.
That would
be pretty bad.
I've got a question. If
I've done
okay,
it.
So right now, my kiddos, of course, they're all millennials, so they're older. But now if I have, like, nieces and nephews, like birthdays and things like that, is there a way that I can give their gifts through the BusyKid app?
You're, like, reading our minds. So that's actually on our roadmap.
Brilliant.
That's actually on our roadmap to where family members can contribute to the kids by through the app. So, yeah, that is not a current feature, but it's definitely one that we're focusing on. and it'll be available later this year.
Oh, that's so cool.
I'm going to make sure my grandson
Wouldn't
gets
that be
busy
great?
Out there.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Rather, to me, it's so frustrating giving them something that they don't want, especially if you're not around them all the time. So being able to do that, like I can just tell their parents, here's the money, you know, I can, hopefully it can be something where I don't even have to bug them. I can just do it automatically. There's a way of connecting, but how cool is that? For every holiday, I can just give the
yeah.
kids and go get the wrong thing.
and what a great thing to say, hey, I want to send, you know, Kim $50 for her birthday. And I'd like to, and you could tell this to Kim, I'm going to send you $50, but I mm-hmm. want you to take part of it, which it'll, BusyKit already splits it up automatically. So I want you to take the part that goes into save, and I want you to buy a stock, and I want you to tell me what you bought. Like,
yeah.
how cool would that be? She'd be like,
yeah.
oh, I bought Dairy Queen stock, or I bought Netflix, or whatever. Super cool. And then I want you to take the amount that went into the share area, and I want you to donate it to a charity and tell me what you did. And then I want you to take the money that went into the spend and go buy something. Stick it
mm-hmm.
on your card and go buy something. And then I want you to take a picture of it and send it to me because I live in California and you live in Georgia. I don't know, whatever. Like, that's
yeah.
so awesome.
It's
and
like,
then you
yeah.
teach that kid in giving the gift.
Yeah, I love it. It totally changes the whole thing, the whole way of gift giving. And it doesn't, and you know, something that I love, because, you know, something that Be Unique stands for is that we talk about not, you know, the whole idea of having to be materialistic and buying and spending. And sometimes you're buying people things that they don't really need or they don't really want, but you're feeling like obligated because you have to, you know, it's gift giving time and it's, you know, you need to give them something. But something like this,
oh,
how
yeah.
cool is this, that the kids can actually decide? And like you said, it separates it out for you so that they know that this portion goes where, you know, to savings and charity. I love, this is so exciting. This is so cool. I'm sorry. I'm just getting really excited.
And you know what? And it changes the way that you interact with your, you know, kids now. All of a sudden, you're having discussions about stuff that you were never having discussions about before, right? And that's just
yeah,
that's a great thing. So a parent could even say, you know, I know it's your birthday coming up, and right now it's easy because you can just go as a parent and click on send bonus and say, hey, I'm sending you $50, and I want you to do those three things. And you know, as a parent, you can do that just today. And so
mm-hmm.
what a great thing to do, as opposed to saying, what do you want? And let's go find something on Amazon. Let's just search because we're clueless and we already have everything we need. Right? It's so annoying.
Yeah, I really like this idea that you can give to someone else's kids this way.
Yeah. It's
a wonderful way to interact.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me this. So how many organizations are actually affiliated with BusyKit right now? Do you have an idea?
Yeah, so we have about 25 charities in our share area.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having a lot of interest in companies and professionals that care about finance that are starting to sign up with us to actually co-brand the app so that they can, you know, let's say you're a financial planner or your insurance guy or your loan officer or somebody in kind of your financial life, your CPA, somebody in your financial life could actually gift you a subscription to BusyKit. And then it says at the top, provided by Sue Smith at ABC Financial. So
nice.
It's a great way. It's a really great way for the financial people in your life to start helping the family understand this stuff. Because I think more mm-hmm. and more people are feeling like, you know, my kid doesn't have a clue. Like, and so we got to start them understanding this stuff earlier on. And this is a great way for professional people in your life to kind of get involved and to say, hey, I really appreciate your business. And so I want you guys to use this tool to teach your kids how to be smart with their money. And I'm going to pay for it. So it's a really great thing. We've got a lot of interest in it. And it's a super idea for professionals.
It's actually kind of a pay it forward type of thing. You know?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. How many subscribers do you have to Busy Kid?
So right now we've got about 25,000, and we launched Busy Kid in March of 2018. So we're growing quick, and it's just one of those things that, you know, there's a problem out there, and parents are really looking for some solutions to help them, and we think we've figured it out.
So is that 25 individuals or 25 families?
25,000.
25,000. So it could be potentially a lot more than 25,000 children.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a lot of busy kids.
That's a lot of busy kids out there, right, running around.
Yeah.
A lot of kids doing some work. But this truly kind of full circle, this truly becomes, okay, how do I teach my kid how to earn money? And that equals work. And then how do I get them to understand how you manage it? And that equals saving, sharing, and spending. So you take those two things together, that's where the magic is. If you take one without the other, you're really kind of missing some of what I think is super important. And so it's a great way to be able to kind of synergistically put those two things together. And if you ask me, I believe that those two kind of skill sets are what really puts a kid on the path of success. You can have a lot of other things kind of go wrong in your life as a kid and as a, you know, a young adult or whatever. But if you know how to work hard and you know how to kind of push through and make something happen, and then you're smart with your money and don't get, you know, up to debt to your eyeballs and make kind of dumb decisions that way, you're going to be okay. You're really going to be set up to succeed. And if you look at kind of the broad landscape of what's going on in our nation, we're up to debt to our eyeballs. $22 trillion. I don't even know how many zeros that is. Like, so much. Consumer debt is at a all-time high. Student loan debt is at an all-time high. Like, all that stuff is kind of looming out there, and we got to change this with the next generation, because that doesn't just go away like poof, one day it just goes away. Like, that's going to be around for a long time, causing a lot of problems.
Yes.
We got to teach the next generation to not be as dumb as we were.
That's right.
Yeah, we're working toward that all the way around.
And I don't even know if it's so much about being dumb. It's just that we didn't have these tools. You know, we didn't have the privilege of having these tools. We had I remember turning, 12 or 13, and someone said, this is a checkbook. And this is, you know, they tell you things, but then nobody actually shows you how to do anything. And now, if you're not smart, I guess you have to think about it as dumb or smart. But if we do have tools, there is something available. You just have to give it a shot and see how this works for your family. But it sounds like to me that this is something that's almost like a no-brainer. I mean,
yeah, it really does become a no-brainer. And the real important things here are you've got to start early. Some of the states are starting to kind of determine, hey, we need to teach this in school. And I've talked a lot about this recently, and the legislation that people are putting forward is, let's make this a requirement in high school. And that's fine, but I think it's too late. I don't understand why everyone wants to do that in high school. What we need to do is we need to do it in elementary school, middle school, so that they have a little bit of a base of personal finance knowledge and skills, so that when they become a high schooler, and they get their own, you know, quote, first real job at, you know, McDonald's or wherever they go, right? That's when they're actually making money. We don't want them mm-hmm. to, like, start learning then. We want them to start learning way before that, so they don't just, like, mess up and blow it all. All their McDonald's money is just like a total waste, and then they have nothing when they're 18 and is like bummed out, right? Now they go get a credit card when they go to college, and it starts that like circle of dumbness again.
Exactly.
So
no,
we got to start that much earlier. And the great part about it is if you start early and if you're even fairly consistent, okay, kids, we're going to put a system in place, and this system is, you know, BusyKid or something like it, technology-driven. We got a system in place, guys, and this is the way we're doing things from here on out. There's going to be times where, you know, you're off for Christmas holiday or, I don't know, whatever, you know, and you kind of fall off the bandwagon and you just pay for something that you normally wouldn't or whatever. That's okay. If you're fairly consistent, they're going to get it, and they're going to start really understanding this stuff, and it's going to change the way they think for the rest of their life. So start early and be kind of, you know, somewhat consistent. You don't have to be perfect. We always want to work to be better, but you don't have to be perfect. So this is not like the biggest, hardest thing in the whole world for a parent to do. It's not. This is easy, and we can make this happen. We really can.
So our listeners need to go to our website, beunique.org, and check out BusyKid right from our website. Because I think they get a free month to try it out. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yeah. 30-day free trial.
So,
check it out. We have very few people, you know, cancel because once you get it started, it's like, holy smokes, my kid's actually doing stuff around the house and I didn't have to hound him. Like, that's awesome. That's what we want, right? And then then he has some money or she has some money to, like, actually make some decisions. And all of a sudden, my 11-year-old, my 13-year-old's talking about buying Netflix stock as opposed to just watching it all the time. Like, that's awesome. That's
exactly.
An amazing thing. That's just such a way to change the way they think for the rest of their lives.
Exactly.
It really becomes a great platform.
So you mentioned Jennifer and I are talking over each other. Go ahead, Jennifer.
I was just going to say, I know your famous sentence at the end of most of the whenever we're talking to somebody, you always ask them about what makes them unique. So go for it, Mary.
Well, I wanted to ask him first if BusyKid is a global app or if it's just in the United States.
Oh, that's true.
It is just in the U.S. right now because we work with U.S. banks. So So it's all United States based right now.
Well, I thought
so
it was
plenty
important
of people in the U.S. to help.
Yes, absolutely. I just know that we have over 200,000 subscribers to this show, and they're all over the world. And I wanted to make sure they didn't bombard our website from Dubai or wherever, trying to become a BusyKid subscriber. But yeah, I always want to know what makes somebody unique. And I know one thing that makes you unique is that you're the CEO of BusyKid. You're also the father of six. That's kind of unique in this day. But there's got to be something else something. I just realized Jennifer and I can add our kids together and we have a family the size of yours.
pray for me, you two. Oh my goodness.
Send donations to 1-800-GREGG.
Yeah, right. Oh my goodness.
I think the reality must be sinking in tonight. but tell us something else about you that is unique, please.
Oh gosh, I don't know that there is anything much more than that. I think at the end of the day, I have just a little bit of a unique perspective on this stuff, because I've seen so many people go through exactly what we've been talking about. I've seen business owners who have worked really hard, made good, smart money decisions, and then they look to their next generation and it's like, uh-oh, these kids are spoiled. They don't know how to work. They don't know how to do the exact things that brought me to where I am. And that is a pretty unique vantage point, because all of us are working so hard to kind of make it all happen. We never really sit back to think, wait, now I'm here, but what's going on with this next generation? And it's really interesting to talk to people who have kind of made it financially. And you know what they really, at the end of the day, start thinking about is, how is this impacting my family? And how is this either helping or hurting my family? And I think if they're really honest, they usually think, I should have taught them differently. I should have been a little bit more realistic and a little less, you know, showering of money and gifts. And I think that that's a really smart point, and I think we need to all learn from that. So, well, I don't know if that answers your question,
something.
But I think that's a unique
perspective. It did, but I also know something else about you that made you unique.
Oh, geez, what is that?
When you took your family out and about, and you did some RVing, I believe, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. With, yeah, that was pretty unique,
kids.
Wasn't it?
And
so what we did.
Tell me.
Yeah,
so we've got about 3 minutes,
so. Yeah, I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. We took all of the family, and we had these wonderful charities that we were working with my job chart at the time. We took these charities, would line up people, mainly charities that were kind of, you know, dealing with childhood cancer and health issues. And they lined us up with the most wonderful people. And we went across the nation. We left from Arizona. We went all the way to New York City and then back again, about 10,000 miles and 1,000 gallons of gas. So I think we were killing the environment, but we were literally going to these homes and doing household chores for people. And, you know, that just becomes a sweeter and sweeter experience as time goes on. And our kids, I hope, and I think that this is true, really learned a lot from that. And we learned, at the end of the day, we learned that people are just good. I have a very positive outlook on just the goodness of people, especially those who are going through really hard times like they were. They just were just so nice and so great. And I think at the, you know, really that is what our nation's all about, is just good, wonderful people that want to make, you know, a good life for their family. And that's what we try to do. And so it was a wonderful experience. And I guess it was pretty unique. Nobody else
that's
is
really
crazy enough to do that.
How old were your children at the time?
I think the oldest was 16 and the youngest was about 5.
Wow.
So it was amazing to pull into somebody's house and the 5-year-old, you know, washing the window, and the 10-year-old scrubbing the toilet, and the 13-year-old mopping. Pretty cool. Pretty
so
amazing
cool.
stuff.
That is cool.
You're awesome. That's like a major awesome parenting right there.
It was fun. But, you know, what I like is, oh my goodness, yeah, it's ridiculous how nice, how amazing she is. She's literally the nicest person I know.
Well, that's right.
I feel so honored to get to have gotten to talk to you for the past hour. I know our time is wrapping up here, but I just really appreciate your time and that you gave us some great things to think about tonight. I hope everybody takes the time to check out Busy Kid and maybe even find out more about what Greg's doing and what he's doing with his family, because I'm sure that's not the end all. I'm sure there's more things he just didn't share with us.
Nobody will even come by the RV anymore. They're like, forget it. We don't want to go in that thing. We might have to go across the nation.
How long was your trip?
It was about 3 weeks.
How many months were you doing that? Wow.
It was only 3 weeks. We were furious. 3 weeks and
yes,
10,000 miles. Don't do the math. It's out of control.
Wow. When this ends, Greg, hang on for just a few minutes and keep talking. But the show will end. But we have a few minutes afterwards while it sets up its archive. So it's finished recording at this point.
Oh, it has?
Yeah, it's finished recording. And I don't know how long it takes to do the archive, but Yvonne, one of our board members, she's a brand new board member, she actually gifted us the opportunity to be on her radio show. And it started out just her interviewing us, but she ended up being on the board, and now she's given us 2 slots a month that we can play with you.
Nice. Well, that's great. Well, thanks for doing all you're doing. This is fantastic. I think it's great that you guys are kind of highlighting some people that are trying to make a difference, and it's fantastic.
That's exactly what we do. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
We appreciate your wife and your children sharing you with us for the hour.
Oh, you're nice. Thanks so much. Have a great night.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.